and then you're just gonna drive. Do you have a route? You're just gonna fucking drive around.
Yeah, I don't have a route. Yeah, just...
Are we parking or where?
We'll switch back and forth. Do both.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe try and do some live interviews on the street. Like maybe we'll go up to. There's people camping out in front of Governor Cuomo's house.
Really?
Because of the rent regulation laws
that expired. Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Does that affect you?
Could.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow, man, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's... I'll find out when it's on, but...
Wait.
10 seconds. Okay, folks, this is the premiere episode. Okay, folks, this is the premiere episode of In the Van with Matt Motel. Our first guest ever is Kevin Shea.
Yeah, it feels so good to be here in the van.
Yeah, Kevin's been a member of this van for a decent amount of time.
Yes, and it feels great to be here again. I feel like I haven't left. I feel like I haven't been here. It's all new. It's all fresh. I'm a virgin again.
In the van. ITV.
ITV MTV.
Yeah. So we're listening to some sweet music right now.
Yeah. I can't wait to just like listen to this, get my moves on. It's hard to do in the van though. You can't really get physical, too physical in the van.
When you were a child, would you play the percussion?
I would play the percussion, and I would try to play it in the car, just on my brother's leg or something, and I get punched in the arm, and then I knew that. That taught me a lesson, though, you know? It taught me a lesson about life. You know, you can't annoy people all the time, or they get angry with you, so you have to be polite, you know? And I try to do that. I aspire to be polite still today.
Who is your favorite percussionist?
My favorite percussionist right now?
Growing up.
Oh, growing up, yeah. Probably Stuart Copeland.
No, I'm talking about percussion, not drum sound.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about, we're listening to percussion music.
Okay, let's see. Like Animal from the Muppets? No, that's not a percussion.
Yeah, he's a
How about the, drummer. I was really into the snare drum player in Stray Cats. Is that a percussionist? Not really.
No.
Okay, I'm going to go for... I'm going to go for Tito Puente.
Okay, Tito is your man.
Yeah, that's because I knew about Tito. Mm. Or Gary Burton, who played Vibes.
Who taught you about Tito?
Well, I learned about Tito because I saw him at the JVC Newport Jazz Festival. And when I was a kid, I used to go to the JVC Newport Jazz Festival, which takes place in Newport, Rhode Island. And I used to go and see all the jazz bands with my dad and my parents and my brothers. And we saw Miles Davis there. But we also saw Tito Puente.
Okay.
And he played Oye Como Va. And then I saw, who else did I see? I saw Branford Marsalis. And so anyway, Tito was the man though. But I saw Gary Burton too. Yeah, but I don't think I knew too many percussionists before then.
And what do you do?
I play drums, I'm just a drummer. I'm a musician in New York, and I'm a musician and a drummer for hire. So anyone out there who needs a drummer, any style of music, you got it. I'm
recently
there.
Had a distinguished opportunity to go back to the festival that you played in your youth.
That's true. So when
Tell
I was,
me about that.
Yeah, I saw Tito Puente at the JVC Jazz Festival, and now it's called Newport Jazz Festival. I think JVC was, you know, the corporate sponsor for years, but now it's just the Newport. They might have a new sponsor, I don't know, but Newport Jazz Festival. So I had the opportunity finally to go and play at the Newport Jazz Festival.
Look at this guy on percussion.
What's that
guy?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk to you for a second? We're doing a live performance, and I see you were playing percussion. We're talking about percussion right now. What rhythm were you playing?
I don't know, just something from my head.
Oh, okay. Where are you from?
Russia.
Oh, wow. We have a friend from Germany, too. Would you like to come join us for a minute?
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Okay, and this is a good time to introduce our friend Caro.
Hi.
Caro from Bremen.
No, from Munich.
Munich. Okay, but we met in Bremen.
We met in Bremen.
Hey, nice to meet you.
What's up?
I'm Matt.
Philip.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you living here?
No, I'm just visiting.
Okay, visiting for how long?
For a week.
Okay, similar. She's visiting from Germany for just about a week. And what are you doing in New York?
I visit my grandparents.
Okay, they live here?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. What part of New York do they live in?
Bensonhurst.
Okay.
It's near Brighton Beach.
Yeah, my mother's got friends in Bensonhurst. But we were just introducing Kevin. Kevin's a drummer. And then we were listening to Tito Puente, or talking about Tito Puente, because Tito Puente, for him, was one of the most important percussionists of his youth. Are you a musician?
A little bit.
Okay, what do you play?
I'm dancer.
A dancer?
B-boy, yeah.
Okay, B-boy. Oh, so like real dance skills, street dancing skills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry?
Where?
Yeah. You asked about music.
Oh, yeah, do you play music too?
Yeah, I started drumming 6 months ago, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think about this?
Oh, this is good. Were you playing rudiments? You were trying rudiments? Yeah.
You know, we actually... Here, hold this for a minute.
Oh, can I film you too?
Yeah, you can film me. Excuse me, I'm going to get something. Some equipment. Because this is going to get exciting.
I think we need some more lights. Can I go sideways? Is that going to affect...
Yeah, go sideways.
Yeah, this is... Now I'm getting the full angle.
We actually have percussion.
I think we need a little bit more light.
Yeah, we're gonna have a percussion jam.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Take something.
Why do you have percussion in the van?
Well, Matt. Because I think percussion in the van is the future of human communication.
Yeah, I think so.
Like work, we can. Yeah, I'm gonna take the claves. You got you got your own drumstick. Perfect. Kevin, you take this.
All right.
And we're going to jam along
with
the radio.
Let's see where you... I wish I had a flashlight.
The folks listening in Hudson, New York.
Yeah. See, this reminds me of Tito Puente.
Percussion party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're playing percussion.
We're playing percussion.
Yeah. Yeah. They like the van.
Oh, they like the van.
Yeah.
They didn't want to join us.
No.
But after a percussion jam, I think it's a time to talk seriously about geopolitical politics and specifically Eastern Europe, because we have two Eastern European authorities, or West... Germany's in between the two.
Like Middle Europe.
And I've been under the impression for a long period of time that what would be an interesting development in the 21st century is when... The 21st century, correct? Yeah. In the 21st century, eventually, Germany is going to realize that there are much greater industrial and economic opportunities for expansion to the east. And they'll stop looking to the west, where they pretty much are bailing out most of the economies. So, do you think that there is a future for Germany and Russia to form a new alliance that would include Hungary, Romania, Poland, the Ukraine, and other countries? If Germany brought its own economic prowess to the east, would the east solidify in such a force that Western Europe would be crushed?
I just don't give a fuck. I like playing.
That's the healing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, I think about these things, but it's okay if other people don't. What do you think? Do you think Germany's going east?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Really? Not yet.
They're still too keen on keeping, you know, never change the running system, you know, and still the system is running, so. It might take some more years.
Yeah, the system is running.
What about Greece? What's going to happen to Greece?
I haven't followed what's happening in Greece. Does anyone know what's going on in Greece?
No.
But so tell us about your b-boy dancing.
It's okay.
You have dancers. Where do you live, in Moscow?
Yeah.
You have a crew of dancers?
Yeah.
So you perform like on the street?
Yeah. Not only on the street.
Oh, okay.
Battles,
yeah. Is it form of like an oppositional nature to what dancing becomes, or is it? Do you see it as some form of cultural expression that isn't the norm?
Like art.
Yeah. Okay. Right on. That's awesome. Have you danced in New York?
Yeah.
Okay, where?
A couple of years ago on battle.
Oh, okay, very good. Who won?
I can't remember.
Okay, that's good. Then it's a party. If you can't remember who won, it's a good party. So, well, thank you. We're gonna drive around for a little bit. Where were you headed?
I'm just walking around.
Okay. Well, let's do a little tour of New York City. The point of this show is, it's called ITV in the Van with Matt Motel, and we had guest Kevin Shea, and then surprise guest Caro, and then double surprise guest. What's your name again?
Philip.
Awesome. So we're in the van. Now we're gonna go drive. We got Kevin Shea holding things down.
What?
And everyone, fasten your seatbelts.
Where are you taking us?
I'm gonna go south, down into the bowels of the town.
Oh, now I can't
I'm
see.
Sorry, it. We can't see, but the radio, it's still for this is for the radio.
Oh, you can hear it.
You can hear it loud and clear.
I can see a little bit.
You can see a little bit. Yeah, you'll figure out cinematography of what's interesting to film.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some of the lights. Yeah, film the time.
How do you know if anyone's actually watching this or listening to this?
I think it says how many people. We got three people.
Yeah.
Three people. Three live viewers.
There's three viewers?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah. Us three.
Yeah, we have three live viewers. But that's great. But who knows how many people are actually listening to it on the radio. If you're in your car in Hudson, New York right now, you're listening to this.
Well, I think we need a microphone.
No, the microphone is the phone.
But I think you might need
an additional microphone.
Yeah, are you gonna be able to sample this later and see if the sound or how the quality?
Yeah, we'll be able to stream it later.
Oh, you will?
Yeah. So what's happening over here?
Well, now you seem to be driving down further south. You might need like a whole van.
Yeah.
This van, how many people fit in this van?
We could get a few more at least.
Alright.
Let's pull over here and then we'll see if anyone wants to get in the van.
You're gonna try to get more people in the van?
Yeah, why not?
Uh-oh, now we're down to one person.
Oh, really? Two people left?
Two people left. I don't think they like the driving part of it.
No, I think the driving is good. Screw those folks, I had an idea.
Oh, you have an idea?
Yeah, I had an idea. So we're gonna go...
Because really, it's Mad Motel. You should take us to like a bar or, you know, some kind of hang.
The hang is the van.
That's the hang.
That's the hang. The van is the hang.
Okay. I mean, it's really dark in here. I wish I had a flashlight.
Yeah, I can't see anything. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's...
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it's going the opposite.
Yeah, technology. Does that help?
Oh, that shines the box. Yeah, look at that box.
It shines the box.
Ooh, that's a nice box. Look at that. That's the percussion box.
That's the percussion box.
The back of the seat. What is that? What do you have in this van? You got a lot of stuff in this van.
Hey, I will vouch for every piece of material in this van, but I won't say if they are all real or fake. They may be real. They may be fake. I don't know. Okay, we're going to draw it past what seems to be the police, and that's okay. Oh.
Police officers.
Yeah.
Nice. I think they need party.
They need party, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we'll pass on the party that they're going to bring to us.
You're going to pass on the police party?
I'm going to pass on the police party.
Where are we going?
Yeah, where are you taking this? This meaningless.
We're going to go down to the bowels of Wall Street to see what it's like when all the money stops working. When the city is asleep because the money is no longer there. But maybe the money is there. And it's just asleep. I don't know.
You're going down to Wall Street.
Yeah,
let's
go
to Williamsburg and kick some people up.
Yeah.
We'll swing by Wall Street and then go to Williamsburg. You got the right idea.
Yeah.
But, so another topic of current events. Have people been following the kidnapping that's gone on in, not kidnapping, prison break that's happened in upstate New York?
There was a prison break.
Do you know about the prison break?
What happened at the prison break?
Two men.
The prison break.
That's a self-referential thing with the Taliban.
The prison break.
You gotta keep this one person on, so what's the story?
Well, the one person on is Tom Rowe, who's broadcasting it live on the radio.
Tom, okay.
Yeah, hey Tom.
Hi Tom.
Yeah, hi Tom. Send us a text message, Tom. Tell us what you're thinking. We want to know. But, so the prisoners are from an upstate prison where it was seemingly almost impossible to break out. Yet somehow they broke out. I think...
Oh, they left the note.
Yeah, they left the note.
The smiley face.
Yeah, the smiley
note. Yeah, they broke out and they left a little smiley face. Oh, Tom Rowe. Sounds great.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
It's really positive.
That's good. He actually responded.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that you can ask Tom a question?
Oh, that's what you should do.
Yeah, ask Tom.
You should do something where you...
That's the next segment. Ask Tom. But I'm trying to talk about politics right now. I believe that Governor Cuomo...
90.7 FM, ladies and gentlemen. 90.7 FM.
WG... What's the call letters? GXC or GYC?
What are the call letters? I can't remember. Let me see if I can...
Ask Tom.
Let's see if I can remember. 90.7 FM. How far...
How far are we from Hudson?
From what?
We're pretty far from Hudson. But no, let me get back to my point. The issues with the governor...
WGXC.
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 Hello, WGXC. The reality is that these prisoners did not escape. It was a lark.
They didn't escape.
No, it was a distraction.
For what?
Away from the dysfunction of Albany.
because right now the rent regulations
of New York City are expiring. The state senate and the state assembly failed to pass a bill, so New York City's rent regulation laws are in flux. I believe that these prisoners that escaped did not escape at all, but instead have been used as patsies to hide the fact of the dysfunction of Albany. What's anyone think about this? Do you think that it's common for politicians to use... Oh, it's a... Okay, it's a red...
What happened?
I had to go right on red. The only part of New York City you can do that.
I saw a note, but it only showed up for a second. That'll be a show. But then you need to open more lines in your text message.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I didn't get to see the full.
Are you friends?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get some. Yeah, we play in a band together. Our band is called...
You're a drummer and he's a percussionist.
The keyboard. Keyboard player.
Keyboard player.
Yeah, cool. Synthesizer. So our band is called Taliban. Taliban with an M.
What music do you play?
We try to play all genres.
We've played rock and roll. We've played improvised music. We've played psychedelic music. We've played hip hop. We've played techno. We've played reggae. We play our music. Kara, what did you think of Taliban the first time you heard us?
They played all that music at once.
All at once.
All at once, that's true.
It's like experimental. Oh yeah, we're asking people to tweet questions. Okay. Please tweet your questions. If you have any questions in the van right now, this is Matt Motel's van ride here, and please tweet your questions to Matt, and Matt will be able to either answer these questions or pass them on.
How will I do that?
I don't know. If I see a tweet, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, is this your idea?
No, I just got a text.
Oh, you got a text.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Maybe people can text me questions.
Oh, yeah, they could text Matt for questions, too.
646-339-2611. Text away. Because that somehow... I think the problem is, if I switch apps, the signal goes away.
Yeah, so I don't want to tap on the text.
You can't tap on the text. So the text has to be one line. Very short question.
We're going to get our texts and tweets forwarded. Yeah. People are tweeting and texting out there.
Constantly.
We got... So if we get a forwarded tweet or text, I'm going to share that with Matt.
Yeah.
But is again... Is this Pearl Jam?
Yeah, this is Pearl Jam. What's your first memory of Pearl Jam?
What?
Who? You know Eddie Vedder, the singer?
Pearl Jam?
Do you know this song?
I don't know.
Okay, well good, because this is a song of failed American diplomacy. No one really wants to hear this song, yet somehow it's still on the radio. Why is it on the radio? Because it instills corporate power. But we're independent radio, but you're hearing Pearl Jam. Still.
It's okay, yeah.
No, that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's much better.
How about this for next episode? For one, so future episode.
What's that?
Driving to Hudson, going to the radio station, and then driving back to New York City.
Well,
that was a recommendation.
That would be like a 3-hour episode.
Yeah.
A 4-hour episode.
Yeah.
We could try. If you want to give us 4 hours of broadcasting time, I suppose we can do it.
You can keep chiming in.
Yeah. I think the chiming is key. The chiming is great. But again, in the history of Germany and Russia, are there examples of criminal behavior existing to hide from the populace what's really going on? In the back.
Ha 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 ha! I can't even see you.
Would you say that's true?
There probably is. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't get the secret message, so yeah.
The secret message.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. In America, we're led to believe that it is a constant truth that is being told when the media says that prisoners have escaped. But I think more deeply, and I realize that it's not only that prisoners have not escaped, it's that they are manipulating our minds into thinking that they have.
I have a quick, I don't mean to interject, okay. But I have a question here.
What's your question?
A listener wants to know, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
I mean, here we go. I mean, I guess a listener can't see this. I'm wearing a shirt. I'm wearing pants. I'm wearing Teva sandals, or Teva, however you want to pronounce it. I've got underwear on. I've got my hair. That's about it.
Don't forget about the beard.
I got a beard on, that's true. I do have a beard on.
It's the main thing. Well, it's the main thing.
I like your beard. You've got a good look going.
I like it too. Yeah, I like my beard. Right.
Have you traveled elsewhere in the USA this trip?
Yeah, I hitchhiked from East Coast to West Coast 2 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
From New York to Los Angeles.
Whoa. Well, tell us about that.
I went to the south. To New Orleans, then to Arizona, to Texas, and then to California. And it's too long story for this broadcast. But it was awesome, really.
Were you hitching on the train?
Sorry?
Were you taking the trains?
No, I hitchhiked.
Oh, with car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hitchhiking?
Yeah.
I was thinking of hopping trains as well.
Yeah.
It's a different way. So I bet you met some crazy and interesting people. So you're not,
yeah.
You weren't adverse to getting in the van right now. It was sort of like...
It was okay for me. It's nothing unusual.
Excellent.
That's good. I've hitchhiked before in France and in Spain and a little bit in the USA. My dad has a good story of hitchhiking from... New York City in the Bronx to Montreal in about 1948, he did that. And he went there and had a good time in Montreal, so he said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he
Mrs. Mrs. Wrinkledink.
Yeah.
So we're about to go to Williamsburg.
Yeah. It's cool.
And
I came from here.
So now you go back.
Yeah.
Did you walk
it's
over the
eternal.
Bridge?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I took a train.
Oh, look at this cool, fast guy on his roller skates.
Gosh, so fast I missed it.
Yeah, so fast I missed it. Yeah.
What's that up ahead?
The highway.
No, right. What's all that stuff?
What stuff?
Up there.
Cars. I don't know what you're talking about.
The bridge.
The bridge. What's the bridge?
Yeah.
It's the highway made of concrete and steel. That hopefully will handle our power and prowess as we
cross.
We've got a lot of prowess here.
Do you enjoy crossing the bridge, or you prefer to stay in Manhattan?
I like crossing the bridge.
In fact, we met in Williamsburg at a place that is dear to the heart of this radio station, Wave Farm, formerly Free 103.9. Kevin, do you want to tell that story?
Oh, yeah. We met at Free 103.9. We were playing... We were both invited, Matt and I were both invited to play an improvised music series with Ross Moshe. And it was me on drums, Matt Motel, right here, I missed that. Somebody sent a text, but I missed it. If you could resend it, please resend the text. Sorry. I have to look at the screen, or I miss these things.
How much viewers do we have?
Now we have two.
Oh,
two viewers.
But the people are listening on the radio in Hudson, New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're celebrities.
Yeah, please resend the text, because I missed it. I won't film myself. It's better to film.
So continue telling us about
our first meeting.
Oh yeah, so it was me on drums, and it was you on keyboards, Ross Moshe on saxophone, and then it was also Rejev, right?
Yes.
Playing trombone.
Yeah.
And Matt and I thought that we enjoyed playing with each other more than we enjoyed playing with everyone else, and that we should continue to play again. And so, I think, Matt, you were in elementary school at that point?
Yes, I was very young.
Improvisation Gem Award.
Improvisation, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
So mostly we kind of did improvisational stuff for like a long time.
And we continue that now.
We still improvise.
Yeah, we haven't stopped improvising.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried to move away from improvising, yeah. But no, we didn't become famous rappers.
Tried to we made a rap album, but it failed.
Yeah,
the rap. I realize now with rap, you actually have to rehearse your raps before you
record them.
We would write out the raps and then we tried to rap them without rehearsal.
Yeah, that didn't work as well.
But there's a certain charm to it.
Yeah.
Where are you taking us now?
We're gonna stop at the club. Baby's All Right.
Oh yeah.
And see if anyone wants to say hello.
Oh, have a percussion gym.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get out of the van in front of the club with the percussion and see who wants to jam.
What was Sawyer? Sawyer plays percussion. Is he working tonight?
Sawyer might be working somewhere. We got to find Sawyer.
Doesn't he work at Union Pool?
Ask Tom. Hey, Tom, can you find Sawyer for us?
Where's Tom?
Tom's in Hudson.
Oh.
Tom's manning the controls. My baby's all right. Does not look pumping.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's Wednesday night. You should probably do this on a Saturday night.
Oh. Well, I chose Wednesday as the time slot.
Yeah. You know, I just want to thank all the listeners out there.
Yes.
I know Matt is concentrating on driving.
Okay.
This is the Matt Motel van show. What's it called?
ITV.
ITV here with Matt Motel.
In the van. That's what ITV stands for.
90.7?
Yes.
GXC. And
so we're gonna do a little tour of Williamsburg right now. We'll stop in front of the location where we met.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We can do that. That's easy.
You might want to do it in the daytime.
So
well, we'll turn the light on.
Travel?
Yeah. Site specific time travel.
Your time together.
Yeah. Let's go to every place. Uh-oh. Brian may be playing Bowery Ballroom.
Oh, really?
Brian is playing Bowery Ballroom tonight.
So we can't
ask him to join us on a percussion jam.
I have his phone number, but I can't get it, so...
Oh, yeah.
We could... If someone has Ryan's number and wants to see if he wants to join us on a percussion jam...
See, if I had a phone right now, your next van... next ITV, you should work with someone who has an actual cell phone.
Yeah, that would be helpful, actually. It would be helpful, Kevin, if you had a phone.
What's that up there? That tower, that giant tower.
That's the Freedom Tower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Shit's free.
It's free?
Yeah, it's free in the Freedom Tower.
You can stay there for free?
You can stay there for free. That's what a true Freedom Tower would be. They should have a floor where you can stay for free.
Yeah, why can't you stay for free at the Freedom Tower?
That don't make sense to me.
So now you're going under the Williamsburg Bridge.
Yeah. We're gonna go stop by 3103.9 and have a percussion jam.
Okay.
Maybe Allison's home. But yeah, Williamsburg's changed, Kevin. When did you first move to Williamsburg?
I first moved to Williamsburg in probably 1996. And in 1996, it was a little bit scary. Actually, several times I got chased home in Williamsburg. A guy was wielding a knife, mm-hmm. and I had to run. And I actually ran all the way back to my apartment. This happened maybe two or three times, and I closed the gate. And the guy just stood there, staring through the gate at me with a knife. So it was quite a different place.
Stayed there all night, yeah?
You
just stayed there with a knife?
Yeah, all night just staring.
A dedicated guy.
Well, they used to have gates outside your door. You'd have a front door, and then in front of that door, outside, you'd have a gate, iron gate. And you'd have to lock the gate, too. Williamsburg was a different place. But yeah, luckily I didn't get stabbed.
Okay.
But now it's quite a bit different. I haven't gotten chased.
You haven't been chased in a while?
No, although...
Your celebrity?
And maybe 2002, you know Mark Orleans?
Yeah.
Mark Orleans got chased. There's a guy going around, he had
all these people want to definitely talk.
Where?
All these people out here.
They want to talk.
Yeah, they want to talk.
Can you go outside?
Yeah, you can go outside. It's mobile. Yeah, that's the great thing.
Yeah, let's all go.
ITV is about to become OTV, out of the van.
And that's part of the beauty, right?
Yeah, that's part of the beauty.
Oh, Joseph, an E-O-TV.
IOTV.
Yeah. Will you take the percussion box? I'll take the percussion box.
Yeah. It's your percussion and take.
That's true. Oh. Okay, getting out of the van. We don't know. Oh, I can see a little better now. We're getting out of the van.
All right, folks, we're about to see if we can get wild with some cool people, because we're going to get percussion-y and dancey and jiggy with it.
I don't want to dance today.
Oh, you don't want to dance? Okay.
Because I got my...
Can you give us a little sample?
Sound wins, and it's new, it's first day, and I don't want to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
On this floor.
Yeah.
I just want to... I just want to save them.
Yeah, save the vans.
Bring them to Russia and be happy, really.
Yeah.
Let's talk to some of these people.
Okay, now we're going to go into this crowd. And we're going to...
We're doing a live broadcast on Williamsburg Radio. We're going to have a percussion jam with the people. Would you like to participate in a percussion jam? You want to participate.
Hey, we're about to have a live percussion jam on the radio.
All right. Seems like no one wants to participate in the percussion jam. Matt is trying to get people to join the live percussion jam, but it seems like not many people want to join in. Oh yeah, we have two percussionists.
Two percussionists.
I can join in with one hand.
Yeah, you can join in.
Okay, I got one hand.
Yeah. The box got lighter. Oh. Okay, thank you.
Percussion jam for ITV.
ITV. Percussion jam's gonna go down the corner, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Or we'll move to a new location.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's the advantage.
We're in the van.
Oh, sorry.
Now we're out of the van. We'll get back in the van. I guess some people don't like percussion jams.
He was nice though.
He was nice, he was polite.
He apologized.
Yeah. What I found ironic about that situation was that I think the nightclub's music is much louder and much less culturally sensitive to this neighborhood.
Maybe they don't like percussion. Or us playing percussion.
Why would they not like that?
Maybe we're playing percussion badly.
That's true.
We are playing percussion badly.
We had a rhythm. We had a nice, steady pulse, you know?
But isn't that the problem in society, that people decide to judge things
I think you can start riffing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we can do a little rap. You want to do a little rap, K-Shay? a little van rap.
We got three viewers now.
Okay.
Welcome to our new viewer.
Well, let's
you're a happy guy, man.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
happy.
Thank you.
You're happy to be here.
Say hello to
this. I'm saying this to our new viewer.
Oh, yeah.
We'll bring down a beat and then we'll do a little rap performance, K-Shay.
All right. We can't be too fast, though.
Yeah.
I need time to work on my lyrics. But yeah, we get it like a slow pulse. How about that?
Our man in the back's gonna give us
the beat. Oh, okay. Oh, there we go, yeah.
There's a rumor up in the air that a big legend has no hair. He's running around without his wig, like a sad little
Porky Pig.
He got no style, he got no coat. Sad mask rider like a very coat. He's a zombie from Albuquerque.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
Stepping through the corny suits, he got a vision of where to snooze. Not an operator on his game. He'll always wind up.
Get it played.
He got no style, he got no coat. Kind of uncomfortable, you're
great pantyhose.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
He pumps it hard on his daily data squad. Rhythms and piss bliss.
Like a missile dick.
No explosion. Got our Mr. Floppy and I feel sorry. He's missing Aphrodite. Don't look now. He's humping
a cow.
A milk cream party gonna spray it on your crown. Zombie from Albuquerque.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
Zombie from Albuquerque.
Ten soldiers in Egypt's running. I hear the drum beat coming. Cairo's out on our own. Four dead in the gyro. Butter on my hands, sugar on my lips, gonna suck your heart like a popsicle stick. Butter on my hands, sugar on my lips, gonna suck your heart like a popsicle stick.
Yeah.
You got a verse.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, but you gotta hold it.
You gotta see, if you see a text,
yeah,
just let me know.
No.
Okay, but let's get K-Shay on a verse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Take a different verse.
Of a different verse?
Yeah, from a different song.
Oh, there's a rumor. You want a different song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now it's, yeah, that sounds good. What was that? I just needed to get into it for a second. All right, here we go. Here we go. What should I do? Oh, yeah. I remember when I played a few times with Mark Rebo, but every time I see him now, he simply don't remember no more. Kip Malone, Fallen Love was the name of my band. Now Kip the TV on the radio, sweep me across the land. Don't forget Battles, they're signed to Warp Records, but it used to be me and Ian Williams on Storm and Stress Records. Touch and go, always super cool. My demos never made it to the top of the pool. Taliban!
We got Wow!
Oh yeah, who's this? Is this R. Kelly?
I don't know who this is. You know who this is?
Sounds like R. Kelly.
Could be R. Kelly. If someone has Pandora, which I have, but I can't open right now, we can find out whose song this is.
Why do you have all this percussion? That's the question.
Well, because Pigeon Culture, an organization I'm part of, did a public performance in Maria Hernandez Park last week. And one of the things we did was include audience participation in the performance. So we had a box of percussion available for people to play with us.
Was Lucas Lee involved?
Yes, he was. He was drumming.
Where's Lucas now?
At his house.
Let's go to
Bedford Avenue.
Bedford.
People there.
Yeah.
First, we're gonna drive past a historical place in our history, and then we're headed to Bedford.
So, what did Pigeon Culture do?
Well, we devised a performance plan where the drummer played in one rhythm, the keyboardist me played in another. The guitar player played in another style, and the saxophone player played in a fourth style. So four styles of music were existing all together.
And what it was awesome or no?
It was pretty awesome. It was good enough. That was the idea. Okay, so we're going to get out of the van for 2 minutes, because this is a historical place for Taliban.
All right.
But then we're going to be careful getting out.
All right, we're gonna get out of the van now on ITV, and we're gonna check out the historic location of Taliban's first meeting. This is where I first met Matt Motel, and we're gonna check this out. So, all right, we're closing the van. Now, the van is still running. If anyone wants to come down and try to steal the van, you can meet us in front of the old 3103, because we're about 50 feet away from it now. So you can, and counting, so you can literally hop in and steal it.
So it was up these doors, or this door, and up the stairs where we met.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Up here.
Up here.
Up here.
Up here. Up here. It was up here that we met.
Why did we ascend?
Because this was a place of culture that supported the arts.
So are you upset now? What happened to Free 103? We don't even know what happened to them.
Well, they exist in Hudson, New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who we're talking to.
Exactly.
Oh, Tom.
Tom.
Oh, yeah. Tom.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
Hi, Tom. Yeah. I didn't understand.
Yeah, that's why. Does he say hi back?
Tom left. Tom left the building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is where 3103 was. So an important moment in Taliban's history happened up there.
Yeah. We played many shows here.
A lot of shows.
Tiana Kennedy, we played.
With Child Abuse.
Oh, yeah.
For Tim Dahl.
Toptic Light.
Toptic Light played here.
And
my band,
Putting on the Ritz.
Idor played here.
Putting on the Ritz, first gig was here.
It's a heavy place.
Yeah.
And now there's a bar. So now let's go up to Bedford and have a great finale, because we're only on the air for 10 more minutes.
Oh, okay.
Let's run.
What's run?
My leg is cold, but it's cool.
Yeah. The cowbell sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh shit, we lost a viewer on that one.
What did we lose?
We lost a viewer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. How many do we have
now? Doesn't like my elbow.
Yeah. We got two now.
Oh, good.
So we got to maintain these two.
We got to maintain the two.
All right. It's hard, though, because you can't really see.
Yeah, it's not really enjoyable to watch.
Well, I'm curious to see it next time.
Yeah. Well, you'll be a, maybe you won't, do you expect to be a guest in the next appearance of ITV?
Maybe sure, if you need some help, I can hold some, while you have a conversation.
I think we need a second phone.
Yeah, you gotta have another phone.
Yeah, we need another phone.
And maybe a light, like a flashlight.
Well, the light will be helpful too.
Yeah, I think a flashlight. And if anyone wants to tweet in any questions, we got a flashlight. See, that's good. You can just shine it. There's my bag. You can really see stuff now. Oh. Is Sonny Rollins on the bridge tonight?
No, Sonny Rollins was not on the bridge. We looked for him. But that does bring up a serious topic. Rest in peace, Ornette Coleman.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of saxophone players.
He was the guy. We just got to experience 7 days straight of Ornette being played on a WKCR, Columbia Jazz Radio. When was the first time, Kevin, you heard Ornette Coleman?
Wow. I probably first heard Ornette Coleman at before I went to music school, so it might have been high school.
Do you remember, was it an older fellow or lady that turned you on to Ornette?
No. It was just a group of young musicians who were playing in the band or something like that, and someone knew about Ornette Coleman and just played. We'd all hang out at the end of the day and just play records, and somebody just played an Ornette Coleman record and blew our minds.
What effect did Ornette Coleman have on your life?
Well, then I realized that, I guess I really hadn't thought that there are multiple ways to play jazz until I heard Ornette Coleman, and then I realized that you don't have to have the specific technique or the specific approach or the specific language to play jazz music, but you can really just
approach it in your own way, and you don't have to be a master of classical technique or anything to play jazz. You can literally just do it and just go for it. Like Denara Coleman didn't have all this training, but he's a jazz drummer, you know, and he inspires a lot of people. And so I think there's more to music than technique. And I guess at the time I thought you had to be within a specific language. I think it's still good to know that language, but it's just interesting to know that you can approach it from so many different angles. Jazz is not just one thing. That's cool. That's exciting and inspiring, and it opens up the doors to so many different people, which is a good thing, because then you find inspiration in new ways and from new types of approaches on the instrument that you wouldn't have thought that you could appreciate before, because you were told that you weren't able to appreciate it.
Boring.
Oh, we still got the listener.
Okay,
yeah, that was good. Cool, man. Because okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you for elucidating that. That was very deep.
Sorry. I'll keep it short next time. Yeah. Ask me another question. And I'll just say a really short answer.
Pro or con? We're gonna do a pro or con series through the whole room.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan, pro or con?
Pro.
Who?
Who? Hulk Hogan. The wrestler. He's like Arnold's.
Ah. Yeah, pro or con?
He got such mustache.
Yeah, with the mustache. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Pro?
You don't know.
Oh. Okay, let's go. Ronald Reagan, pro or con?
Well, it depends. Quick. He's complicated, but pro. I'm going to say pro just because of he's an actor.
What about you?
He was an actor first.
I can't say anything about him. I just rode past his ranch in California.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Can you repeat the question?
Pro or con, Ronald Reagan?
Also,
I'm less impressed with Bedford Avenue. There's not so many people on the street.
Well, I have a good tweet that came in.
Oh, yeah? You have a tweet that came in?
Yeah. Okay, well, who's a good VP for Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Really, that came in?
Yeah.
How about...
Trump VP, who would it be?
And who else...
What about the guy from Nirvana? What's his name?
Oh, Chris Novoselic. You think he would? Yes, let's have him. Because then it'll be a pure dichotomy.
Or like Paula Abdul. Kind of celebrity.
Yeah, Paula Abdul would be fantastic as Donald Trump's VP. I'm going with Paula Abdul.
What is that?
Yeah, that's the hotel pool. Let's should we get out of the van and look at that?
Could we go in there?
I don't think we can go in there.
Where are we?
We're in North Williamsburg.
Oh, this is near my old... We had a rehearsal space here, too.
Oh, let's drive by that. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to end the show on that note, folks.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to end by driving up to North 14th Street and Barry and looking at our old practice space. We actually didn't share the space together.
Oh, we rehearsed there, right?
Yeah. Okay, these people want a percussion jam.
This is right next to our old rehearsal space that we had. Taliban's old rehearsal space.
Would anyone like to join us in a percussion jam?
What did she say?
I don't know what she said.
She had her hand up in
the
air.
You can ask again.
We could reverse backwards, but then they might really think we're trying to rape.
Yeah, that might be creepy.
Yeah, that might be creepy. You ask once, it's a joke. You ask twice, should get serious. Oh, excuse me. I'm pretty impressed we haven't cursed on the air, except right there.
Oh, are we not supposed to? I didn't know.
Well, it's the radio.
Oh, whoops.
Maybe that's Tom. So this was our practice space.
Which you can't see.
Yeah. But.
And now they have an outdoor place to buy chips. There's a vending machine outside on the street with a gate on it.
Should we try and buy some chips?
Yeah, maybe we can end it buying chips.
Yeah, let's end it with buying some chips.
Let's end this radio broadcast. ITV. Remember, tells ITV right here.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Wait, what? I missed that. I got out of the van and I missed that text.